Meditation is the act of total surrender and love union with God. To touch that supreme reality is rapture. And once the soul is enraptured by God, one never comes down from that. So one meditates only once, and that once is forever, because the ego illusion dissolves the instant one is uplifted into one's true nature as a manifestation of the Supreme Lord. And once you realize that the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, is everywhere, always, pervading everything and everyone fully, that there is nothing outside or beyond the one supreme self, then you know that you must be that. There are not two selves. There is not a multiplicity. There is only the one. But that one appears in infinite forms, in infinite ways of evolving all the permutations of infinite possibility. But all of those different manifestations derive from the same source and return to that source and never leave it throughout their evolutionary journey through the illusion of separation. But at the moment that the heart calls the consciousness to know God once again, to feel the presence and to be absorbed into God's great beauty, light, and love, the grace of being completely unified with God is given. You only have to want it wholeheartedly. We'll read one more section from the Supreme Source. I am the teacher, the Supreme Source. I am self-perfected and not the object of a quest. This is very important. You do not reach God by assuming God is the object that you must reach through some quest, inner or outer. God is yourself. But that self that has the ability to teach the ego how to dissolve in love. So, I will show you my nature. Understand it well. Listen. Listen is always the key word. And it's not simply listening externally, but listen within to the Word of God. Listen to the presence that will guide you from within to realize the rapture of the self. Listen, I am teacher, the supreme source. As my nature is difficult to understand for the ego, the teachers of the three dimensions, emanated from me teach that I must be sought through some specific means, right? Every religion offers means to reach God, whether a mantra or prayer or meditation or rituals, sacrifices, all of the various kinds of practices that are used to humble the ego and to purify the heart, etc. And this teacher says that it's not necessary. But he goes down the list of the different forms of questing that different egos have that have been given in different lineages. So he says, the Shravaks teach that on entering the path of the Four Noble Truths, it is necessary to strive to renounce the passions and to increase wisdom. But if you believe that, then there is no end to wisdom, and there is no end to the path of questing and striving. But when will the rapture of liberation be given? Attached to the path of the 12 links of interdependence, which is one of the Hinayana doctrines, the Pratyeka Buddhas teach that it is necessary to strive to block the passions and obtain wisdom. After having introduced their disciples to the path of the two truths, relative and absolute truth, the Bodhisattvas teach that it is necessary to obtain the fruit through striving and training oneself. On the basis of the effort of dualistic actions, the followers of Kriya Yoga deem realization to be abiding in the manifestation of the deity. They make an image in the mind, a yidam, of the chosen form of worship, and it is an effort of the training of the mind to hold that image. On the basis of the effort of action and meditation, the followers of Upaya deem the fruit can be obtained by means of accepting and rejecting, of being neutral in the world, of being without resistance. On the basis of the effort of the three contemplations, the followers of some yogas believe they can obtain the fruit by means of this process of release. On the basis of the effort of meditation entailing the radiation and reabsorption of light, the followers of Mahayoga believe they can obtain the fruit that transcends accepting and rejecting. On the basis of the effort of meditation on cause and effect, the followers of the Anu Yoga believe that they can obtain the fruit of the three kayas of Vajrasattva. But if there is no cause and effect, if the world doesn't operate on the basis of cause and effect, then there is nothing that you must do to bring about the effect of union with God, because you are not separated from that now, except by your own thoughts. And once you release those, you will see that there is nothing to quest for. So listen, all these results entail effort and quest, but they do not enable understanding of my real nature. Listen, I, the teacher, the source, pure and total consciousness, am all-pervading like the sky. Therefore, I am in contact with everything and benefit everyone, and thus there is no need to seek me, no need to obtain me through effort. It is God's will that you be in the state of grace, God is not withholding that grace. All you must do is open to realize it is here. You are that grace. It is not different from your innermost being. So, what I have taught you serves to enable you to understand that there is nothing to seek or to strive for. Transmit to all my disciples this understanding that you have now obtained. As I am self-perfected and beyond seeking, I have transmitted this understanding to you. Through it, you will come to understand all phenomena in the same way that I understand them. And then, heartened by awareness that there is nothing whatever to obtain by effort, you will become the Supreme Source. You become what you are, simply through letting go of what you are not and all belief that you are separate from the Supreme One. Thus, wise one, transmit the knowledge that self-realization is beyond effort to those who have sacrificed themselves for many lifetimes so that they too might abide effortlessly on the level of the unaltered state. The unaltered state is the state you are before you think, before you create any mental movement, agitation, emotion, or action of any kind. Before you alter that state, your natural, original state, that is always the default state that you are in, when you do not create the I thought that takes you away from the state of your true nature, that state is always already perfect. And that state is always blissful. That state is always free. That state is always beyond life and death, beyond change, beyond fear or desire. And that state is always in touch with the supreme power that manifests through its vehicles, spontaneously, effortlessly, in acts of total benevolence and goodness. You are the vehicles of that goodness, that divine beauty, that power of love, that absolute power that is eternal and immortal and cannot be threatened by evil, cannot be threatened by darkness, cannot be disturbed by any illusory phenomena of the world. That supreme sovereignty, the lotus throne of divine consciousness, is your birthright if you claim it. Now is the moment to claim that sovereign place in the hierarchy of being that cannot be disturbed or displaced or attacked by any dark forces. Realize your power. Realize the source of that power. Realize you are that. Abide in the unaltered and unalterable state of the absolute perfection of the Supreme Lord. Because this is what you are. When you become that once more, do not labor under the illusion that you are a bodily being. Do not labor under the illusion that you have an ego mind. Do not labor under the illusion that there is any separation from God, who is your very self. And that will be the great gift that you transmit to all who are suffering, and the grace of liberation from your own quest to realize the self. Let the fulfillment of that quest happen now. Through the rapturous surrender to the real. May you know the peace that comes from relaxing your being and dissolving all ego defenses in total surrender to the source of consciousness within the heart. And may you know the deeper peace of being touched by the inner luminosity and the love of God that enraptures the soul and uplifts the consciousness in ecstasy to that supreme abode in which God reveals the ultimate truth of being. And may you know the supreme peace of the realization that you are not only the one being uplifted, but the one who is uplifting the soul back into union with itself, with the Supreme One who is eternally beyond life and death, beyond illusion, beyond limitation, beyond all that is unreal, and who abides in the majesty of supreme, infinite greatness of being as the giver of grace to all.